Imagine someone is sick in the hospital. They have so many bandages all over their body. But they have TV to watch, so they're enjoying it. They're getting some pleasure. And some grape juice to drink. Now, if we tell them that if you follow some rigorous discipline, you have to stop eating different kinds of foods, you have to start doing different kinds of exercises, what time is it?
8:20.
You have to start doing physiotherapy like this. You have to follow a very strict diet, and gradually, slowly, you can be cured. And not only can you watch people dancing on television, but you can dance yourself. So he may consider that, well, that's all right, but that's too much trouble. It's reasonably okay as I am now. That's Prabhupada in the purport has given the example of the materialist who's getting some satisfaction, some illusory satisfaction, but he's not fully satisfied. Yayatma supersedati. It's not possible to be fully satisfied. So you may be watching television, it's a very nice dance show, but in the meantime you have some pain in your stomach. So by watching the TV you may try to forget that pain, but you can't because it keeps on coming. So in the same way in material life we try to forget the pain of material existence by covering it up with apparent happiness, watching TV, playing sports, so many different kinds of enjoyment, so many kinds, unlimited. And then our desires expand also. Hoya mayar das karinana abhilash. When we become the servant of Krishna, then we get so many different desires. So many different desires, at least 8,400,000 different sets of desires we get, which are all based around eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is material happiness. So these few verses of the Bhagavatam are particularly for putting the devotee in focus. What is our goal? What is the goal? The goal is to become fully Krishna conscious. These few verses explain. The question has been asked, what is that activity which will give full satisfaction? What is that activity which is of the highest benefit for humankind? Here the answer is being given. The topmost occupational duty is that which is devotional service to Adhokshaja. The next verse, Adhokshaja means Krishna, the transcendent Lord. The next verse describes that that devotional service, even within that devotional service, that should be executed only for the sake of Krishna's pleasure. Just like we were hearing yesterday. Don't try to enjoy your guru. Just try to serve your guru. So don't try to enjoy Krishna consciousness. Just try to serve Krishna. This is a difference between lokic bhakti, or just common everyday devotion. In other words, the kind of devotion that most people in India have. We can say that everyone in India is a devotee of Krishna, to some extent or other. But mostly it's how I can enjoy. Either, well, that is definitely there. I'll go to the temple and get some benediction from God. Give me this, give me that. But even it's known among those people, among people who are religious in India, which means still now, most people, among the Hindus, it's thought that bhakti is something, it's anandamaya, it's something enjoyable. There are different things. There's tapasya, austerities, meditation, there are different kinds of religious processes. But bhakti or devotion, especially devotion to Krishna, that is known to be a very enjoyable process. Because Krishna is full of pleasure. His pastimes are full of pleasure. But without proper guidance, then what happens is that people mix up this idea of pleasure without understanding that bhakti adhokshaji, devotion to the transcendent Lord, they take Krishna Leela as something mundane for themselves to be enjoyed. Exactly mundane? No, they don't have a clear concept of what transcendental is. Therefore, you'll see some TV show or you'll listen to some bhajan and everyone's singing and it's our Lord, how we love you, and Krishna's stealing the butter. But the whole undercurrent is that we will see Krishna Leela, we'll hear Krishna Leela, and we'll enjoy it. It's something nice. Just, I enjoy so many things, so Krishna Leela is something else to be enjoyed. Therefore, this kind of representation doesn't help us very much, unless we hear from a person who has got the proper transcendental idea, then even people can watch this kind of movie, or they can hear this kind of bhajan. And anyway, in any way whatsoever, people have some kind of attraction to Krishna. We can say it's better than not having any attraction. But especially if Krishna Leela is misrepresented, as it usually is, because people, they hear from Mayavadis, who give them all the wrong ideas. You'll hear, just like Mayavadis, they'll also speak about Krishna Leela, but they'll mix it up with Mayavad. You'll hear someone will say, oh, you're worshipping Krishna, oh, that's very nice. You're chanting, oh, very nice. You're worshipping the temple, oh, that's very nice. Then eventually you'll merge with Krishna, that's also very nice. People say such things, and because that's what they think. That's the idea they get. The Krishna conscious, the proper idea of Krishna conscious, they don't have. They think that ultimately you'll merge with Krishna. They don't really know what it means to merge with Krishna. But they have all mixed up ideas. Very unfortunate. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami says, Avaishnava mukhod girnam putam harikatamritam Shravana naiva kartavyam. What is that? Sarpotishtam yatapayam. He gives the example that milk is very nice food. Not this milk. It's some strange flavor. I think they must be feeding the cows fish cakes or something. But milk is generally thought to be a very nectarine food. Taste is nice. The effect is very nice. Therefore, milk is called amrit, nectar. Amrit means literally that which stops death. So Krishna Katha is actually Amrit, because that stops death. But if that Krishna Katha is heard from the lips of a non-devotee, then just as milk, which is a very nice food, but if it is touched by the lips of a snake, poisonous snake, then the residue milk turns into poison. And instead of by drinking that getting benefit, you become poisoned. You get the opposite effect. So the same thing, by hearing from a non-devotee, you get poisoned. Your spiritual life becomes poisoned. So we have to be very careful. Just like I was telling, one of our devotees in Vrindavan brought all the higher education, the people who are to get higher education, to a professional speaker. So the professional speaker, he speaks about Ram in a very pleasing way, and everyone likes it, and they think it's very nice. But professional speaker is a professional speaker. He doesn't have the right concept of Krishna consciousness. So you may think that you're getting Ram Bhakti, and even people listening, because the very nature of the story of Lord Ram is that it is ecstatic. So people may feel some ecstatic feeling, but that's only a shadow of the real thing, because someone who's not a proper devotee can't actually give you Krishna Bhakti or Ram Bhakti. So you'll only get, that is called, in Nectar of Devotion, that's described, that's like a shadow. that is described in Bhagavatam, that it's the apparent happiness of this material world, or even the apparent happiness of spiritual life, if it's without a proper connection to Krishna, then it's just a shadow of the real thing. A shadow possesses some of the qualities of the original form, but is not the original form. So, getting the proper concept. Once you get the proper concept, then everything else is right. And then if you don't have the proper concept, then everything else you may do, it's all useless. That will be described in the upcoming verses, that dharmasvanushita punsang vishvaksena katasu yaha nodpadi adyadiratim shrama ivahi kevalam. One may perform many religious activities, but if he doesn't gain the taste for hearing about Krishna, that means gain the taste for hearing about Krishna in the proper way. Because there are many people who like to hear about Krishna. You'll find lakhs and lakhs of people going to these katas. So they like to hear about Krishna, but they don't like to hear about Krishna in the proper way. Therefore, these people, they can attract lakhs and lakhs of people because they're actually offering sense gratification. Therefore, the people are going. They don't want to give up sense gratification. And there's no threat of them being told to give up sense gratification. Therefore, they're attracted to go. So the whole thing is sense gratification. It's not actually Krishna consciousness. So one, if to gain a taste for Krishna consciousness as it is, that is the meaning of Krishna consciousness, of religious activities. That is one of the signs of actual Krishna consciousness, that he likes to hear this kind of thing. So if you don't have that, then everything else is simply a waste of time. And if one does have this proper understanding, if you don't have the proper understanding, then you may go on with your jap and your tap and so many things. But you won't actually get the effect. Bahujanga kare jodi shavan kirtan tabuta na pai Krishna pade prendan. You don't get the result. You can chant about Krishna, you can hear about Krishna, but you don't get the result because you're not doing it in the right way. So yesterday we heard how Hridayananda Maharaj, he got that instruction from Prabhupada. Don't try to enjoy your guru. Try to serve him. So when he understood that, then his whole approach to Krishna consciousness changed. Became the correct approach. So just getting this right point, just to get this right point, we may speak for days and days and days, hours and months and years. And someone may be hearing, but he's shrinvanapi na shrinvati. He's hearing, but he's not hearing. He's not got the right point. We see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had so many disciples who were hearing from him for years. And when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left, they fought among themselves. And Prabhupada said that my godbrothers fought after the disappearance of our spiritual master, but my own disciples are fighting in my own presence. He was chastising. So I don't know what will happen after I leave. So he was very unhappy. He wrote in one letter, this fighting between godbrothers. He says, it gives me great distress. It disturbs me very much. So they were listening. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Ami bolchi tomra shuncho, kintu amader moddhe ekta fak chole jacche. I remember Jyoti Shekhar Prabhu told me this. I won't forget these words. It's very revealing. He said, I'm speaking and you are hearing, but there is a gap between us. There's a gap. Gap means one thing is, he is Paramahamsa and they are not Paramahamsas. They're listening. And many of them, some of them, they could also reproduce his language, his unusual style of speaking and writing, and put the same points across. But there was a gap in realization, is one thing. that he was speaking, but who understood? Actually, one time Prabhupada said that my spiritual master, he wrote my books for me. For me to understand. It's quite an amazing statement. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself said that there may be many followers, the great acharyas, they attract many followers. But he said that not all of them follow, not all of them actually take it up, not all of them take that in their heart. Hridayangam, there's one word. I guess it's Sanskrit, at least it's in Bengali. It means to, that just like we sing, that Sri Guru Charanir, no, Guru Mukha Paddavaka, Chitete Kari Aika, Arna Kari Hamanayasha. Words from the mouth of the spiritual master, Guru Mukha Paddavaka, Chitete Kari Aika, I fix them up in my heart. I make them one with my heart. Arnakari Hamanayash, with no other desire. So actually that, if one can get that point, and there may be days and days and days of speaking, or there may be one word. Just like Prabhupada said, the only question I asked of my spiritual master is, how shall I serve you? It's the only question he asked. No, not that disciples shouldn't ask. I mean, he should ask. Pariprashnena. Pariprashna means asking all kinds of questions to elucidate the subject matter. So questions may be there, but ultimately, in the ultimate issue, action is required. We will see who is understood by their activities. What are the activities? What are the qualities? Developing qualities of Vaishnava, actually becoming pure devotee. Prabhupada, quoting again his own spiritual master, said that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, I would consider my, for all, at the expense of all my mutts, all my buildings, all this whole institution, I'd be satisfied if even one of my disciples became pure devotee. Prabhupada also said that. He quoted, sometimes he used to quote, Ekas chandras tamohanti kingnat arakato. That one moon is sufficient to light the sky, not many stars. So Prabhupada said, I would be satisfied if I had even one disciple who could become a pure devotee. And Prabhupada said that I am fortunate, I have many sincere disciples, but I would be happy if I only had one, even one. To deliver even one person back to Godhead, that is a great task. If Prabhupada also wrote that in this lifetime, if a devotee can fix up one person in Krishna consciousness, send them back to Godhead, then his life's mission is successful. So a preacher tries quantity, quality, both, tries to bring many people and tries to bring them up. There's an interesting story in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, how Prabhupada went to visit some of the mutts of his godbrothers in Navadvip. He visited Devananda Gaurya Mutt of Keshav Maharaj, where there are many followers, many sannyasis and many brahmacharis. But the devotees noticed many of the brahmacharis, they had long hair, and they didn't seem to be so serious about Krishna consciousness. Then they went to Sridhar Maharaj's mutt, where there are just very few followers, but they were very polite, and they seemed to be very serious about studying Shastra. So then, after they went back, Achyutananda, he pointed this out to Prabhupada. In one of the mutts, there are many followers, but they didn't seem to be very serious. And in the other, there were very few, but they seemed to be very serious. So Achyutananda asked Prabhupada, so which is better? And Prabhupada said, we want both. Where there are both, that is best. In other words, we preach widely, We bring many people in. We also try to bring the standard up. Try to bring the standard up. And bring the standard up, of course, a lot that depends on the individual, the individuals. Because, as Prabhupada said, you take my spiritual master is pushing me, I'm pushing you, and you should push others. So pushing is there. Just like in any organization or group of people, there's especially one which has some goals to achieve. Pushing is there. If you join some company where they have some ambition to improve their profits, so they'll be pushing. You have to work hard. You have to do your job. Don't think that we'll come to the temple and live here and everything should just be very peaceful. Generally, temple life is peaceful, but not too peaceful. You don't want it so peaceful that everyone can simply peacefully sleep all day. Not that peaceful. Peaceful means that devotees, they're peaceful because they know Krishna. They're connected with Krishna. This is the peace formula. Because they know I'm not the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. So they're not trying to enjoy everything. Therefore, they don't become frustrated in their futile attempts to enjoy. Therefore, they become peaceful. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam. Krishna is the enjoyer. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Krishna is the proprietor. I'm not the master. I'm not the lord and master. Krishna is. So when we stop trying to lord it over, then we become peaceful. And suhritam sarvabhutanam. Krishna is the friend of all living beings. So then we also consider all living beings are part and parcel of Krishna. So we also become friendly with all living beings. Yatva mang shantim richati. This way, when one understands that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme master, the supreme friend, then we become peaceful. So naturally devotees are peaceful. The underlying feeling of a devotee is he's very peaceful, internally peaceful. At least those who have made some advancement in Krishna consciousness. Prashanta nishesha manoratantaram, that Ramana Acharya sings that nice stotaratna. He says that by serving you, Krishna, I'll become peaceful because all the nonsense in my mind will just settle down. Prashanta nishesha manoratantara. Kadaha mai kantika nitya kinkara prahashya shami sanata jivata. Bhavanta mevanu charam nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara. Kadaha mai kantika nitya kinkara prahashya shami sanata jivata. He says that, when will that day come, my dear Lord, that I will fully identify myself as your servant? Then all the disturbances from the mind will completely go away. And I simply understand that I am your servant, Krishna. So naturally a devotee is peaceful, but there may be pushing. Devotee may also get angry. We heard yesterday also how Prabhupada was sometimes angry at the devotees. But that anger, that means not anger. What is the anger of the non-devotee? Anger is caused by frustration because his desires are not fulfilled. Dhyayato vishayapungsam sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho pajayate. That when one meditates on the sense objects and his sensual desires are not fulfilled, which that's the nature of the material world. Your desires are not fulfilled. By meditating on the sense objects, then your lust increases. Your lust increases, then you become angry because you're frustrated. Or you become depressed. Depression is another form of sense gratification. Self-pity. Why the whole world doesn't act for my pleasure? Why is everyone making life difficult for me? Everyone should just serve me, fan me. So internal anger, when anger is internalized, that becomes depression. And All these different states of mental disorder, which are so common in the modern age, we can analyze them all just by reading Bhagavad Gita. You don't have to go and do a 5-year course in university psychology, Freud's theory, Jung's theory. Just you take these 2 verses from Bhagavad Gita. Krodhad bhavati sam moha. Why are you bewildered? Because you're a lusty rascal and you're frustrated, angry, therefore you become illusioned. Sam mohat smriti vibhramaha. Then the illusion becomes more intense. We can analyze. The root cause is lust. And what is the root cause of lust? Because you don't want to serve Krishna. Then your false ego comes. So many different things that you may call schizophrenia or depression, manic depression. So many different things you may call it. But the root cause is you're not Krishna conscious. Therefore, Prabhupada said, these psychiatrists, they're all humbug. That's the word he used. He said, we can cure all the people of the world. Everyone in this world is crazy anyway. The cure is chant and dance. That will do more than millions of pills. Chant and dance, take Krishna prasad, and engage in Krishna service, and give up the enjoying mood. Give up the enjoying mood. Even in Krishna consciousness, I've seen in Bengal, I have a lot of experience. Sahajya. Sahajya means those who take everything very cheaply. So they have whole culture of Gauriya Vaishnavism, but it's all infiltrated with this Sahajya mood. That I was saying that sometimes our Indian devotees, they don't have so much appreciation. That would especially mean those who are brought up in, I've seen many devotees, they're brought up in a Vaishnav culture. So when they come to our ISKCON, such devotees, they're saying, well, yeah, this is nice, but I already knew these things before. If you have such an attitude, it means you don't really appreciate. You'll see they have kirtan festivals and lectures on Srimad Bhagavatam. And they have professional kirtan groups who go around, and it's just a big show, playing the drum and singing Hare Krishna and showing great feeling, but it's all false. And people will say, bah, hananda. Oh, how enjoyable. They're just thinking how much they will enjoy it. So this attitude, if we have it, then we won't become satisfied. We won't advance in Krishna consciousness. How I will enjoy. Oh. Practically, to become Krishna consciousness, means fully giving up all kinds of sense desires which arrive from mental concoction. So that training is there in Krishna consciousness. How to give up all kinds of personal desires. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has analyzed that they come on many levels. Gross sense gratification means desire simply to eat, enjoy sex. Then someone may join a mutt and then he has the desire, I'll sleep a little, eat a little, chant a little, I'll read some different books and enjoy reading them. Then I'll do a little service also, not too much. Then another level, even better, is someone is trying to surrender and he makes some advancement, but then he enjoys, people say, oh, you're such a good devotee. Then again, he enjoys the prestige. So at all different levels, there's so many snares of Maya. So anyway, we shouldn't become discouraged because we have to go through many stages or much purification to become Krishna conscious. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Krishna purifies his devotees in the fire of audio. You know what that is? Fire of audio? That means in medieval times in Europe, sometimes they used to test if someone is innocent or not. Or they'll put an iron in the fire, and when it's hot, they'll take it out, holding it with tongs, and say, now you have to hold it. And if you're innocent, God will protect you. And somehow it used to work. So, you have to go through ordeals. A good example is Sita. She went through the Agni Pariksha when she was rescued from Lanka, from Ravana. Ram refused to accept it. You've lived in another man's house? I can't. I just came here to kill Ravana, just to punish him and to uphold religion. But I can't take you back because you've been in another man's house. I can't touch you. So then she said, all right, then you build a fire. They built a fire and she said, if I've been faithful to Ram, if I've, even for one part of a second, if I ever thought of anyone except Ram, may this fire burn me. So she walked into the fire in front of everybody, and all the monkeys and everyone, they were very upset actually. They weren't very happy. So she walked in and walked out. Of course, the illusory form of Sita that had been presented to Ravana walked in, and then Agni, the god, demigod Agni, who had taken the original form, gave back that original form. So Maya Sita, or the reflection of the original Sita, walked in, and original Sita walked out. So fire of audio. We may have to go through many difficulties to become Krishna conscious. We should expect that. We shouldn't try to avoid that either. It's not easy going life. We shouldn't complain if it's difficult. It's meant to be difficult. The difficulty is there for our purification. So we accepting those difficulties. And actually when we come to that point of accepting the difficulties without complaint, accepting that this is Krishna's mercy on me, when we come to that point, then we've achieved success. When we no longer try to avoid difficulties, or we don't become disturbed by difficulties, then that in itself is the success. Tatin kampam susamiksha mano punjana evatma kritam vipakam vidvagva pubhyavaditam namaste jiveta yo mukti padesa taya bhak. If someone goes through all kinds of misfortunes, devotee goes through all kinds of misfortunes, but doesn't become disturbed, and simply thinks that, anyway, I'm a sinful rascal, so I have to suffer so many different things. That's my karma. Let me suffer. But anyway, I'll go on serving Krishna. Mind, body, and words. I won't stop my service. I won't become disturbed in my service. And anyone who has such an attitude, then he is eligible to go back to Godhead. Krishna appreciates that. And that is ahaitukiya pratihata, the very words used here. Devotional service should be uninterrupted and unmotivated on the transcendental platform for pleasing Krishna. That is actual religion. That will satisfy Krishna. And yasmin tushte jagat tushta. If Krishna is satisfied, not only we will be satisfied, but the whole world will be satisfied. So these are very basic, simple principles of Krishna consciousness. If we realize them in our lives, then our life becomes successful. Like I said, you can talk many big, big words about it, or you can just change your consciousness and do it. Just like we heard, Prabhupada, Dividya Ananda Maharaj. Don't try to enjoy your guru, serve your guru. So, Prabhupada, of course, will go on talking so many words, but just those words, just if they're understood. Just like that. There you are, the essence. If that's understood, then your life is successful. You may say so many words, or you may condense. Jai Shoko Vipo, Bhakti Vinod, Balen Joko Nanamgai. All your problems go when you chant Hare Krishna. Just understand. Jeev Krishna Das, E Bishas, Koraleta, Aradukana. With the eternal servant of Krishna, just understand that, all your problems are finished. So just if we can understand these basic points. And to help us understand, we have service. Go out. Work hard. Engage in Krishna service. Pushing movement. Pushing why? So that we can come to this point of understanding. There's nothing else to do but to serve Krishna without any personal motive. Hare Krishna. Is there any question? James.
Maharaj, you mentioned that we should avoid this mood of trying to enjoy devotional service. So this ananda potency, does this have any direct, is this just merely a byproduct of devotional service then? Or does it have some integral importance in the process of devotional service?
Yeah, ananda is integral. If you're serving Krishna, you must become happy. There's no question of serving Krishna and not being happy. Or even if you are unhappy, that unhappiness is also on the spiritual platform. That means unhappiness in Krishna consciousness is all bliss. Just like the gopis, they're feeling so much separation from Krishna. But that unhappiness is bliss. Whereas the happiness of the material world is not happiness at all. So in Krishna consciousness, happiness and unhappiness is happiness. And in non-Krishna consciousness, both happiness and distress is all distress. So definitely, even if we make a little beginning in Krishna consciousness, then we'll experience that, because it is integral to Krishna consciousness. And as we go on more and more, we'll experience that more and more.
But we should just be concerned about continuing our service.
We shouldn't think how I will become happy. That's told in Nectar of Devotion, that servant of Krishna, Daruka, I believe it was. He was fanning Krishna, but then his body was becoming stunned with ecstasy. So he was cursing this stunning, that now I can't, my body is stunned, I can't fan Krishna anymore. So I'd rather I don't have this stunning. I'd rather not be stunned in ecstasy. I'd rather say this, to hell with this ecstasy. I want to serve Krishna.
Serving the Guru while not enjoying him. I remember Prabhupada once said in the conversation that personal association of the Guru is called fools. I couldn't understand it completely.
Yeah, someone who thinks that association means just seeing, he hasn't understood. One who serves the mission of the Guru, he's actually close to the Guru. There, Prabhupada said that I never saw my guru more than a dozen times in my life. Yet, he understood the mission. He said, I was never separate. He was asked how he could be alone. He said, I was never separate from my guru. We see disciples of Prabhupada who spend much time with him, but they're not spending time with him now. means they don't forget Prabhupada, but they're not serving his mission as properly as they should be. That Harikesh Maharaj's offering we were listening to, you were reading that out in Kolur, is that he was with Prabhupada, but he felt as if he was in the same room, but he felt like he was a million miles away. And Prabhupada was just beating him, go out, serve. So by service you have the association. Personal association, if you're serving and hearing, yes, then you're associating. Otherwise, simply to be in the same room, that example is the bug is having personal association with the king. He's on the same chair. But that's not personal association. Rather, the servant who's gone to foreign countries and is doing the work, he has got personal association. I myself feel that I very clearly understand this principle. I mean, I very much want to have the personal association with Prabhupada, and looking forward to that day, whenever it may be. But at the same time, I understand that actually my appreciation of Prabhupada increased even after Prabhupada left. When Prabhupada left this world, I was only 2 years in the movement, and I didn't really understand so much. And I can't say I really understand that much now, but serving in difficulty, then I really felt the presence of Prabhupada most, because when you have to call out, when you've got no other shelter, then you really appreciate that. Why am I doing this? What am I doing here? And oh yeah, I'm doing it for Prabhupada, that's right. So then you feel a personal association. And also, if someone feels that I only have to personal, if you can't serve, you just need someone to tell, you need the personal association, do this, do that. It's just like a child. If you can only be in Krishna consciousness, if there's someone to perpetually keep you up, then it's just like a child's position. Of course, everyone's a child. Start off as a child. Everyone starts off as a child. But you shouldn't remain a child all your life. A child should grow up and do something to serve the father. And if your Krishna consciousness doesn't go beyond the child level, then after the disappearance of the guru, then you may revert back. That one devotee told me that Garga Muni had so much personal association with Prabhupada, and I met him. I was priming him, telling stories of Prabhupada. He said that he left just before Prabhupada left this world. I saw Prabhupada was going to leave, so I didn't think I could go on in Krishna consciousness without his personal presence, because his whole Krishna consciousness was based on doing things and then reporting to Prabhupada. That was his whole, and Prabhupada being pleased with him. So he said, actually, he was saying to me, this was some years after Prabhupada, he said, actually, you understood, is what he said to me. He said, you understood, even though I had so much association, you understood Prabhupada more than I did, because you stayed on in his mission. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Now, Zeni has a question.
Interpretation of senses and what is the problem? So,
devotee doesn't want sense gratification, so you can't serve a devotee by offering sense gratification. Just like, for instance, if this service devotees is, I mean, there are certain things which are very important for our advancement. This spirit of service to Vaishnavas is very important. So just like some devotee comes, he's been out on book distribution, or comes back from traveling, he's very tired, whatever it may be, so he thinks, yeah, well, let me cook something. We'll offer to Krishna, and we'll offer that prasad to the devotees. So you cook something very nice. That's not offering sense gratification to the devotees. That's a spirit of service, loving service. Bhunte bhojayate. Offering prasad, that's not offering sense gratification, that's offering loving service. Hare Krishna. On this platform, a devotee can remain as a preacher. We see many devotees, they take to Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, they're distributing books or doing some preaching activities. Then after some time, they go back. And they may go on with their Krishna consciousness, but not in the fire of preaching, not at the forefront. So why will they lapse back? Because they have not cultivated the vision that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants all living beings within this universe saved by Krishna consciousness. They haven't cultivated that feeling that why are people suffering? Let us try to help them. So a devotee who is preaching, he is in a better position than those who are simply cultivating Krishna consciousness for their own benefit. This whole Krishna conscious movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is set up by Srila Prabhupada to fulfill the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could, anywhere, he could remain in the spiritual world and do his chanting and dancing and feelings of separation from Krishna. But he came here, the only reason that he came here, otherwise everything else he can do anywhere else. But he came here specifically to lift up the conditioned souls. And his innermost desire is that this Krishna consciousness be spread to every living being in the universe. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his mercy, he's doing that through his followers, that we may also become purified. We may become purified by taking up the Krishna conscious movement and spreading it town to town, village to village, person to person. So we should try for that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekho tare koha Krishna upadesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, inject them with Krishna consciousness. Give them some knowledge. Give them a book. Give them some prasad. Tell them something about Krishna. This is the mood of a preacher, that we're meeting people. We're not simply trying to take their money, and we're not even simply trying to just give them a book and forget them. But we want that every person we come in contact with will make some advancement in Krishna consciousness. So this mood of a preacher, and this mood we want to develop, that just like now we're having a seminar. Why are we having a seminar? So that devotees, they can become fixed in Krishna consciousness themselves, and so they will have knowledge of Krishna consciousness to go and teach others. Every devotee in Krishna consciousness is meant to be a guru. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amar aggai guru hoya taro idesh, means everyone, you're learning about Krishna consciousness, then you have to teach to others. That will please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promises, Kabuna badive tomaye bishoy taranga punarapi etai pave marasanga, that anyone who takes up this preaching of Krishna consciousness, that he will not be affected by the modes of material nature. Of course, the waves of material life, they are there. We can't, this adhyatmika, the bhautika, the daivika, this calm, krodh, lobh, moha, all these material influences are there. But a devotee who sticks to the principle of pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching his message, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promises that you will not be overcome by the waves of material life. But he promises you will get my association. He promises to give his association to such a devotee. So everyone should take up this preaching mode of Krishna consciousness in whatever capacity they can. Not everyone's going to be on the level of Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. There are some great devotees there on such a level. But everyone within his capacity. If you can go out and distribute books, do it. If you're cleaning the floor in the temple so that one thing, Krishna will be pleased, you have to keep his temple clean. Another thing, people will come, they will be pleased also to see the nice temple. But even you're cleaning the floor, people come, you can say Hare Krishna to them, show them the books. Everyone should be in this consciousness. Housewife is home, she's bringing up the children, teaching them to be Krishna conscious. That's also preaching. Charity begins at home. So among ourselves, we preach Krishna conscious, we have classes, Prabhupada said, in our temples. They should be continuous kirtan. That means chanting or classes to create this mood of kirtan means glorification of Krishna. So the glorification of Krishna that is supposed to spread from our temples and around throughout the town and throughout the city area, through the village areas, into different homes. We have a good enough job here in Gujarat. It's big enough state. If you're here, of course there are so many other parts of India, but somehow or other by Krishna's arrangement, we're all here now. And now these programs are starting up by Krishna's grace. Krishna, in the form of his devotees, have consented that they'll be providing some buses, and also devotees have been inspired by Krishna within the heart to start this bullock cart program. Prabhupada also very much wanted this. He was very keen for this. In the villages we should have bullock carts going. So there's enough opportunity to keep us all busy, either walking village to village or driving town to town, going in people's homes, speaking to them about Krishna, convincing them to chant, speaking to them about the philosophy. We have enough work to do just to convince people that your goal of life is to understand Krishna. Here is Krishna. Krishna is directly presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Take one set of books, read it, follow the instructions, become Krishna conscious at home. This chapter is entitled Ideal Family Life. So the devotees of Krishna consciousness, they're going to the families and asking people, take one set of books and become Krishna conscious. So these sets of books you're selling, anyone who takes a set of books, we should know the special person. To take a set of, whole set of books, they have to spend some money. And money is sweeter than honey. People, they like money. Money you can spend on sense gratification. But if they spend on Prabhupada's books, it means they have some, especially if they buy a whole set of books, it means they have some seriousness to understand Krishna. So definitely the names of these people, we should take them and go and see them time to time and ask them, so are you reading the books? And definitely some questions will come up, some doubts will come up. So regularly meeting them and cultivating them. And in this way, they can also become Bhagavats. All devotees are supposed to be Bhagavats. Bhagavat means a devotee of Bhagavan. So when they become Bhagavats, then they can also preach to others, and in this way the Krishna conscious movement will spread more and more and more. So now we have the set of Srimad Bhagavatam, which we didn't have in Gujarati for so many years, and we're finding that people are taking them. So we have a team of devotees here. We have a whole big state of Gujarati speakers. So let us try to distribute lots of this Srimad Bhagavatam set. This is for the book distributor, this is the Brahmastra. You have the Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Every single book we distribute, it's important. But if we can put out sets of books, if we can distribute more and more sets of books, that will be very, very powerful preaching. Anyone who reads this Srimad Bhagavatam, definitely their life is going to change, their consciousness is going to change, their whole direction of life, which is going down, everyone is going down towards hell. But if they read the Srimad Bhagavatam, definitely they're going to become devotees. So now, we were always talking before we got these sets, when are we going to get the sets? Then we can distribute so many. So now we have the sets in Hindi, English, Gujarati. So in the villages also, we should try as much as possible, distribute sets. You're also distributing to, you're also making life members. But the perfection of life membership is you make a member, give him a halt, give him the Bhagavatam set also. That is real, solid, if you can give them a Srimad Bhagavatam set. And then again, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have some sets. They all have to be revised. But you keep the names of the Srimad Bhagavatam set people, and then you go back later when the Chaitanya Charitamrita is fully revised, new edition, and you give them this also. And then you give them all the small books and fill up their homes with Prabhupada's books. That should be our aim. Prabhupada said that, talking about America, he said, I want a full set of my books in every home in America. So he gave the devotees enough work to do. We shouldn't think, well, we distributed so many books, we distributed enough books. But when we see that there is a full set of Prabhupada's books in every home in Gujarat, then we'll think, well, now we have a basis to begin our preaching. And then we have to go and take all the other books out. But all the other books will go out. If you put in Prabhupada's books, then gradually you'll see that all the other things will come out. People will realize. I saw this many times in Bangladesh. What happened in Bangladesh is that there were two schools of thought. There was me and everyone else. That they used to think, no, we should just don't speak. Very just say chant Hare Krishna and don't say that all these bogus gurus are bogus. And so people used to come to us and said, well, we read in your book and now we understand that all these bogus gurus are bogus. So why don't you speak against them? By reading the books, people come to understand what is correct and what is not correct. They understand that the actual truth is being given here. By reading these books, people automatically come to understand. If they read a little attentively and sincere, it may take them a little time because they're accustomed to so many wrong ideas, but by reading these books, they'll come to understand that there's nothing in comparison with this. What other people are giving in the name of giving Bhagavad Gita or in the name of giving Krishna consciousness, they're simply giving some light imitation. They're not giving the substance which is there in Prabhupada's books. So definitely we have got the most powerful weapon, the most powerful weapons for changing the course of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's movement, the holy names. So what else is there to do? Now this is the last day of our seminar. You're on the road for 1 month, distributing in a marathon. Now you've come back, you've rested, you've had the seminar, the last day of the seminar is here, getting some extra knowledge by which to go out. So now the bus has come, bullock cart is coming. So now there's no question, what else is there to do? Get in the bus, get out, and give the books to everybody. You can go on doing that throughout your whole life. And guaranteed, if you do that throughout your whole life, what will be the result? Krishna says, Tyaktva deyam punarja. Whoever understands me, Krishna says, he goes back to Godhead. So one time some devotees asked Prabhupada about that do we become self-realized by distributing your books? Prabhupada said, if you're distributing my books, that's already self-realization. Because to go out and take these difficulties, to go out in the heat or the cold, and meet people, many times they don't want to take, or their mind is saying no. But if we go on and on and on, that means that at least to some extent, we have understood what is the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the desire of Srila Prabhupada to go on with this? That surrender, Krishna says in Gita, his ultimate instruction is to surrender. But if we surrender to this preaching mission, that means we have to accept so many difficulties. If we go on with that, that means we've understood what is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Full realization that may come gradually. But by offering our life, our mind, our intelligence in the Sankirtan Yajna, offering our lives in the fire of Sankirtan, that means that for a devotee who goes on and on and on doing that throughout his life, means he's realized the purport that I am the servant of Krishna, Jivesaru Poi Krishna Nitya Das. So servant of Krishna means we have to serve Krishna. And serve Krishna, how does he want to be served? He wants that Jare Deko Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh, that his devotees will go on with this preaching mission. So it's a very, many times I've said this to you, for the brahmacharis, it's the very best life. If you can travel and preach in India, still whatever culture is there in the world is here. There's no culture anywhere in the world, but still there's whatever remnants of culture, Vedic culture, they're still here. So you can take advantage of that. Travel and preach wherever you go. People will be happy to see you. They'll be very happy. They'll ask you, which country are you from? Has anyone ever asked you that question? Which country are you from? So, you're from Russia, Yugoslavia. Oh, very nice. They feel very happy that this is our culture, that we, our forefathers, they were following, and we're still following somewhat, and you have dedicated yourself so much. Very nice. So they see how you behave. You have to be an acharya, because they'll see how you behave. If you're up early in the morning, chanting, dancing, they'll see, these people came from such a long distance, and they've dedicated their life. They've shaved their heads, and they're wearing saffron, and they're up early in the morning, and they're chanting Hare Krishna. And very nice. They become charmed by that. That Prabhupada used to say, dancing white elephants. They become charmed by seeing this. And it's a very simple program. That our devotees, they go out, they chant Hare Krishna, they dance, they distribute these books, they meet people, and gradually we see the effect. How does it happen? By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, when the devotees go out among the people and meet the people, then by Lord Chaitanya, who is within everyone's heart, as